Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's the number I've always wanted. How many Muslims crossed our border under Biden? How many more were flown in? What's the total damage there? Because you know they weren't background checked. Well, we finally got that number over the weekend. He's Donald Trump's National Counterterrorism Center director, so he would know that's a federal agency. Over 2 million individuals from majority Muslim nations and regions crossed the border or entered the U.S. during Biden's term, he writes, often with minimal scrutiny and amid record border crossings. This is a deadly combination. And no, contrary to what the media is reporting, they weren't vetted. At least not the way they're allowing you to believe they were vetted. Again, Joe Kent writes in a post online, it is true that the terrorist who conducted the attack in D.C. was vetted by the intelligence community. However, he was only vetted to serve as a soldier to fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS in, and he puts in caps, in Afghanistan. He was not vetted for his suitability to come to America and live among us as a neighbor, integrate into our communities, or eventually become an American citizen. Texter writes, here the stories this morning about 2 million Muslims crossing the border is mind-boggling. Democrats would sell their mothers for votes. Folks, they would. And the thing is, Sunni Muslims vote Democrat at the highest rate on earth, 92%. She has about 82%. That's why they want them. They do not care about their background. In fact, they'd rather not know. So when Trump says we're going to review the backgrounds of all these people, throw them out, Democrats go wild because they know what we're going to find. Here's the problem. There's nothing inherently wrong with being from a Muslim country, but these 19 countries are hostile to the United States of America. They don't share data with us, so we can't background check you. And the Democrats want to keep them anyway. The numbers from the weekend are astonishing. I'll break them down quickly here. New York Post reporting 5,000, over 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds since 2021. Again, that's just the Afghan migrants. It's according to Department of Homeland Security data obtained by the New York Post. If you want to read it, it's over 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds since 2021. It's mind-boggling. 5,005 came up with national security concerns. 956 more people had public safety concerns, and 876 were flagged for fraud. Like immigration fraud. In other words, they didn't give true information. They need further scrutiny. The Biden administration do anything about any of them? No, of course not. Good Democrat voters. They're Sunni Muslims. They're from Afghanistan. They vote Democrat at a 92% rate. No other group of people on earth votes Democrat at a rate that high. Not even black people anymore. So that's what you're dealing with. They don't care. That's all you've got to do to understand this, is to understand what I just told you. But the shocking news over the weekend, National Center for Terrorism, Trump appointee Joe Kent, writing, the vetting standard the Biden administration was using was the one that the CIA used in Afghanistan. Let me read what he wrote. He says, it's true the terrorist who conducted the attack in D.C. against our National Guard members was vetted by the intelligence community. However, he was only vetted to serve as a soldier to fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS in Afghanistan. He was not vetted for his suitability to come to America and live among us as a neighbor. That standard is normally the special immigrant visa standard. That was not applied. But you want to know something chilling? Who this guy actually is. Who the DC guard shooter actually is or was when he worked for the CIA in Afghanistan. But who did we bring into the country? You need to read this article. It's by John Solomon of Just the News. He quotes, of all people, NBC News. Headline, CIA cut deal bringing Afghan zero unit fighters, including accused guardsman killer, to the U.S. Who were the zeros? Fox News knows, and I put the chyron up because I about fell off my chair this weekend when I saw it on Fox. Who are the zeros? Well, this is from the Fox News chyron, known for their brutality, called death squads. The units, according to Fox, quote, operated outside the chain of command, of U.S. and Afghan forces. In other words, total deniability. Why? The CIA, as I've been telling for years, specializes in recruiting the most brutal jihadis and paying them as hired assassins, hired killers, death squads, or exploiting, you know, exploiting tensions, say, between tribes, ethnicities. In other words, we'll pay you to hunt Taliban. You're all jihadis, but your tribe doesn't like your tribe. So here, have a gun. Oh, by the way, we have total deniability. Folks, they're not some good guys just helping out America because they want a Big Mac and an apple pie. These are hardcore death squad killers. Well, we probably just bought a few of them here. I mean, it wasn't a lot. Oh, wait till you hear. It was a lot. We brought all 12,000. Wait, I'm sorry. The CIA imported the Afghan death squads? Uh-huh. The ones they only vetted for their suitability to hand a gun to kill the Taliban in Afghanistan. Yes. And many were jihadis? Uh-huh. And they're here. Whoa, yeah. Them and their family members for a total of 38,000. We just loaded them onto the planes. When you read John Solomon's article, and again, if you want to read it, it's at justthenews.com. John Solomon's a legendary DC reporter. I love him. He's one of the few who got the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning. Solid reporter, not a flamethrower by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, this article, the way it's written, is very boring. And you pick through it to get, and you're just like, whoa. He documents how those exit flights out of Afghanistan, the CIA was consuming like 33% of the space, often moving the zeros and their families, their death squads, in other words, ahead of American citizens. Nobody knew who they were. The CIA is just loading them on. Flight after flight after flight. Until all 12,000 and their family members had been moved here. These are people who were so bad. Again, let me read to you who he is. He was assigned to the 03 unit. Those are death squads, quote, from Fox News, known for their brutality, called death squads. Units operated outside the chain of command of U.S. and Afghan forces. Why would they do that? Because of deniability. These are brutal killers. They brought them here. Why? Why did they do that? Well, if you read the John Solomon article, they have an explanation. Because, of course, you're going to need to explain it at some point. I'm going to tear it to pieces because they're lying. I know this conflict very well. Wrote about a half a book on it before I gave up and realized there's no one who wants to buy this. On the left, they don't want to buy it. And on the right, they don't want to buy it. We want to believe our CIA is pro-American. They're not. They're pro-jihadi. They put violent jihadist regimes in power all over the world. That's what Arab Spring was. CIA lied and said, well, we had to get them to secure Hamid Karzai Airport so we could evacuate after the collapse. So we had to offer them all citizenship. Sorry, 12,000. You're going to love them. They vote Democrat. Yeah, little murder here, little death squad there. No big deal. No, folks, that's a lie. You know why? Hamid Karzai Airport in Kabul did not fall to the Taliban. Remember what we would learn later? That we sent a general to Qatar to offer the Taliban to be in control. We put them in control of the city. We could have put the Afghan forces that we trained 2,000 casualties, training them, arming them, killing Taliban. No, we didn't want the Afghans in charge. They wanted the Taliban in charge. So we put the Taliban in charge. Then the CIA said, hey, we'll give all 12,000 of you American citizenship, green card, all that, if you go secure the airport. We'd already put the Taliban in charge. We didn't need them to secure the airport. We had handed it to the Taliban as we planned. By the way, in that meeting, Wall Street Journal reported, Taliban didn't want to be in charge. They're like, no, y'all do it. You do your own evacuation, then we'll just take over. We insisted they take over. And then the CIA used that as cover to say, well, we had to trade it to them so we could get out of there. No, they didn't. Why do they want them here? They got a plan for their death squads? Death squads so brutal, they operated outside the U.S. chain of command for deniability. I have a feeling we're going to hear from these guys again. I wonder what they're up to right now. I hope Trump gets them the hell out of here as fast as possible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So to recap where we are and who this guy is, the CIA brought their Afghan death squads to America. All of them, roughly 10 to 12,000 members, and their families, many of them hardened jihadis themselves. They didn't vet them, not according to normal visa standards. They only vetted them in the field as being appropriate to go up against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. And a lot of these guys will fight those groups, not because they're not jihadis too, but because they're from different sects. They're from different tribes. They're fighting over territory and for control. It's not because they're good guys who love America. That ain't a thing. They're not moderate Muslims either. The CIA lied. They said, well, we had to give them all a pathway to citizenship and put them on the planes to America. Well, without vetting them, really, because we needed them to protect Hamid Karzai Airport. Remember how it fell to the Taliban? Well, we would later find out it didn't fall to the Taliban. Joe Biden put them in charge. One of our generals, according to the Wall Street Journal, flew to Doha and talked the Taliban into taking control. Folks, we had trained the Afghan army. They were supposed to take control. We shut them out. A lot of them ended up dead. We did that. So we didn't need these death squads to protect us and, you know, just help us get on the plane after the oopsie-doopsie disaster. Oopsie. Gosh darn. Why does it so the CIA lied to get these guys here, all 12,000 of them, plus their family members for a total of 38,000. None of them vetted to the visa standard. You know why? They couldn't pass it. Why do they want them here? Here's what gets weird. What happened after that? New York Times is an article, and they quote the Bellingham, Washington landlord. A landlord for the D.C. guard shooter. You know who showed up to pay this terrorist rent and get him and his nice little family settled? This wonderful death squad member? George Soros. Not personally. No. A group called World Relief. They just showed up and paid his rent so he could move in. So cool, right? Where did the money come from? Well, it was your tax dollars paid by USAID. So USAID sent the money to George Soros-linked NGO World Relief, and then they just show up, and here's this very nice death squad member, totally unvetted, like 11,000 of his other friends. Here's his rent, first month's payment, last month's payment, anything else we could do for him? Cool. They just show up and settle him right in. Wonder what for? I have a feeling we're going to find out, and I don't think we're going to like it.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.